The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. You heard him say it's 7 degrees, that lake warming us up 5 degrees, so it's so nice to be close, man. My name is Dayton Kane, and this morning Rose Gray is here again for the fastest hour on the radio.
Yeah, I think so, too. I was just telling Dayton off the air, 1 year ago today, I was in balmy Phoenix, Arizona, watching the Waste Management Open. Man, I wish I was there right now.
Yeah.
Of course, they've got some limited participation, so I guess maybe it wouldn't be as much fun. But our boy Steve Stricker is still in the hunt, dropped down to second, so we got a skin in the game.
That's
us,
right?
Wisconsinites, right?
Gotta cheer him on.
Yeah.
So you always come in and you always have new information that we didn't know the week before. What is this week's big shocker?
Oh my gosh. Wouldn't it be great if I could come in with something really new and exciting and fun?
And we could talk about fun things,
yeah,
like where to go travel. Yeah.
So here's the deal. And it seems like this happens on Thursday late in the day. And that is exactly what happened. So Thursday late in the day, we found out that Canada has decided to extend their ban on cruising for another year. It was scheduled to expire at the end of February, so coming up here. And the Minister of Transport has announced that any vessel carrying more than 100 people operating in Canadian waters will not be allowed to sail until February 28th, 2022. So essentially an entire year. Now, at first glance, at first shock, this is a little disconcerting. And of course, Fox went into triage mode immediately when this went down, as we're just so used to this. It feels
right,
like another blow, right? So we reached out to our partners that this is going to affect. And you think about Alaska cruise season being impacted, and that's a big part of it. But also don't forget, there's a New England fall foliage part of travel cruising that's going to be affected as well, because you can't go up into Nova Scotia. You can't go up the East Coast into Canada either. And so basically at this point in time, the cruise lines and the travel industry are holding out some hope. We've talked about this before last year when this happened. We talked about the Jones Act. Well, the actual title of what the Jones Act is the PVSA. So you may be hearing about Jones Act and you may be hearing about the PVSA, which is Passenger Vehicle Services Act, which mandates that foreign flagged ships call on at least one foreign port on any U.S. itinerary. So what that means is if you're doing Alaska, those ships, you'll find out, either start or leave from Vancouver or at least touch Vancouver or Victoria in their itinerary. So even if it was a Seattle round trip itinerary, somewhere along the line, it's touching a foreign port, an international port. There's a big, long explanation as to why this very, very old law is still in place, and it could be rescinded. Former President Trump did have some success when the hurricane hit Puerto Rico some years ago, and this would have applied. We couldn't have sent a ship, say for Miami, with a foreign flag, and most cruise lines are foreign flagged, that would have supplies to Puerto Rico without it hitting a foreign port before it got there. And they were able to get some relief from that for a very, very, very short time. And that was a success. That was a win. So maybe something like that can happen, because the blow to the Alaskans is going to be monumental, but also to the Canadians, the port workers and the people who rely on the shoppers and the restaurants and all that kind of thing are also being impacted to the tune of, you know, millions and millions of dollars. And so there may be some relief. So my message today is a message, sadly, I've had to deliver. so often in the last year, patience. We need to be patient. Of course, our emails and our phones were flooded on Friday with people saying, what about my 2021 Alaska cruise? My 2020 cruise was moved to 21. Now what's going to happen? We've reached out to our partners, Holland, Princess, Celebrity, Norwegian, all of them that have a presence in that in those markets, and they've asked for our patience. They're not making any rash decisions. They're not going to just randomly or blanketly cancel everything right now until we find out a little bit more about what's happening here. So we ask for your patience. We are sorting through these things along with the industry. We're big. Vox is the 26th largest travel agency in the United States, so our voice is important. Our voice will be heard. We belong to ASTA, the American Society of Travel Advisors. Their voice is big in Congress, and so things may happen. We will see, but again, patience is what we're asking for.
Well, the good news is Americans are pretty patient people.
We've become very patient, right?
I don't know. You got your work cut out for you Rose.
I think, honestly, we're just getting used to it. Yeah. We're getting tired of it. The COVID fatigue certainly is setting in, but we're used to it. And so we'll take a wait and see stance. But my advice to everybody is what my advice has been all along. Don't you do anything rash. Don't you go out and cancel until you find out what your options are. Right. We learned that last March when people started canceling their cruises before the cruise lines made decisions. And those people had to live with the rules that were in place at the time that they canceled. And then down the road, the cruise lines became very generous and opened up all kinds of opportunities for people. Future cruise credits to the tune of 125% of what you paid. Wow. And all kinds of other opportunities. So I just ask that you don't do anything rash and work with your travel advisor. This is why you partner with somebody like Fox. Let's hand in hand walk through this together.
Perfect. Rose Gray from Fox World Travel. It is the Fox World Travel Show. We would love your comments, your questions. You can hit the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. You can call or text. That's why it's called the Talk or Text line. 855-616-1620. It's WTMJ. We'll be right back.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Super Bowl weekend, and we're here talking travel. No Super Bowl packages sold this year, huh?
Well,
not many?
Zero to my knowledge, but for the most part, people are going to go only if the packages are. Now, Some people who plan well in advance, like for example, my husband has one probably thing left on his bucket list. I shouldn't say it like that. It makes him sound like he's 90 years old. He just wants to go to the Masters. To go to the Masters. So if somebody really just said, I just want to go to the Super Bowl, you could put a year or two's worth of research and effort and saving and planning into that. But what if your team wasn't in it? Would you still go? Of course, the Super Bowl experience, well, aside from this year, it is something you'll never forget. Right. And will it matter if your team is in it or not? Who knows? But of course, we all know we'd rather see.
I'll tell you, if I was offered to go to the Super Bowl, I don't care if the Packers were in it or not. I'm going to the Super Bowl.
I'm with you.
All right. 7 degrees. We're talking things getting canceled. We're trying to get out of this states here and even to Alaska. And we're having issues as things keep popping up. Let's talk to Larry from Kenosha on the line. Larry, good morning.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
What's your question, Larry?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay. I didn't hear you. If I got a couple more trips around the sun and me, my wife and I want to, for our 50th, I do, not my wife so much, want to take the kids on a cruise and their kids up to Alaska. But I know how to handle it. If they don't want to go, I would just give them the money then is... but okay, I don't want to get them an expensive room. I would sell for the experience of being on the boat. But if they wanted an more expensive room and stuff like that, How do you do that?
Yeah.
So you can be on the same time in the same ship and that kind of stuff.
So what you do is reach out to one of our advisors. And Larry, you're in luck because almost, I believe, every single one of the advisors at Fox World Travel are certified Alaska experts. They're lucky because they have Colleen Alsberg and me here at Fox. And we, Colleen will be taking her 31st and 32nd time to Alaska the next time she travels. I'll be taking my 12th the next time I travel.
So you got some experts there.
We do. So, but also, we have a lot of people on our staff who have been to Alaska and a lot of people who have taken Alaska trainings. And so Alaska is very, very popular for what you're referring to, which is a multi-generational trip. And we do it not only to Alaska, but other places as well. But what happens typically is this. Grandpa and Grandma are going to pay for the whole thing. And they say to them, this is what we're going to give you. Now, as you're probably aware from what it sounds like with your question, you know there are inside cabins, there are outside cabins, and then there are balcony cabins. Typically what we do, especially if we're trying to get four or five cabins or three or four cabins, we try to group them together. And oftentimes what we'll do, if we have children who are young adults or even younger, maybe those people will be in an inside cabin across the hallway from grandpa and grandma or mom and dad who might be in a balcony cabin. And so they don't get the luxury of that balcony cabin, but I bet they can knock on grandpa and grandma's door and come and visit them in the balcony cabin whenever they like, right?
Right, but could you pay for one of the lower rate cabins? Because we've been on a cruise and we took a balcony one, and have them upgrade it themselves?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why you want to put everybody in a group in touch with one contact person, because then that person is in charge of your whole group. So then she will have the deck plan. He or she will have the deck plan and can say, all right, the rest of your family or your grandpa and grandma are in this particular cabin. Let's figure out if you want to be in that same general vicinity, which typically you do, but maybe not. I'm not sure. And so we can work on that for you. Absolutely. And you can give us a set amount, and then they can do additional upgrades, buy excursions, all of those kinds of things on their own.
And one last question. One of ours live in Seattle. What do you guys do about that then?
Meaning, do they just meet you there or what?
No, they live in Seattle.
Sure, but is your question, could we still be speaking to somebody in Seattle? Certainly. Certainly.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Oh,
okay.
Yes. I mean, we have customers all over the United States, all over the United States.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, we have an 800 number. You'll be in touch with your person via chat, via virtual call, or even just by email. That seems to be the best way to work it. So, yeah, you just start the ball rolling and then give everybody the contact information and away we go.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And way to do that is 866-GO-FOX-GO.
Thank you, Larry. Enjoy that trip. Hopefully it goes well for the family. Okay, I think, do we need to take a break? I'm lost in the hour already at this point. Yes, okay, we will take a break.
Isaac's nodding from the producer
booth. I can't remember if we did one or two. So we do have to get some commercials in here, some announcements, but then we'll be back. We have a couple of questions on the text line. Give us a call, though, 855-616-1620. Speaking of Isaac, he's in the producer's booth waiting for your call.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kane, the guy that's supposed to be keeping track of all this, and I'm just so fascinated by what we're talking about. I'm losing track. But we do have Ryan on the phone from Oshkosh with a question. Good morning, Ryan.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hello, Rose.
Hi.
My wife and I listen to you all the times, and you're awesome, so thank you for all
the advice. Oh, my gosh, I'm blushing. Just ask Dayton.
She is.
So my wife is pregnant with our second child, and she's due in July, so we're hoping to do, like, a baby moon in April, and we want to go somewhere, like, relaxing and warm, maybe on a beach for four nights, and we obviously live in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and we'd like to, you know, keep under $1,000 for a flight and hotel for four nights, and we're not looking to, like, zip line, obviously, anything like that. It'd just be more relaxing on a beach, and we were wondering if you had any recommendations.
My question would be this: how comfortable with her pregnancy, are you about leaving the country and having to subject yourself to a COVID test on the return to the United States?
Oh, I mean, that'd be fine.
Okay. That if you feel comfortable with that and you check with the doctor and all of that, you can do some pretty sweet deals to the Riviera Maya for a four-night stay at a pretty upscale resort that will offer you a COVID testing. Again, I am not a doctor, just like Steve Holland is not. And I want you to understand she would certainly need to check with her physician and make sure that an international trip where she would have to be COVID tested upon the return is something that is even an option for her. But those are going to be far and away the best pricing for you. Certainly Fort Lauderdale, Key West, something like that. Fort Myers is an option, but the most bang for your buck when it comes to high-end resorts, all-inclusive, that kind of thing, is certainly going to be in one of the Mexico or the Caribbean destinations, with Riviera Maya being the best offer.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh,
really,
you're
really
welcome.
Appreciate it.
Make sure she checks with that doctor, though.
Absolutely. You bet. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Ryan. Have a great weekend. It is time to go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Here's Alex Crow.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kane, hanging out with Rose. 7 degrees, wind chills below zero at this point. And the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. And Talk is in there. We would love to hear your friendly voice and have you call in. 855-616-1620. But we do have some on the text line. Are you ready, Rose?
I'm ready.
You are ready. Okay, so Jeff wants to know, he knows he has to get his COVID testing and assumes he has to do it 3 days prior. How does he prove the results is the question.
So typically, there's a million different places. Okay, there's a couple hundred different ways you can get these tests. You can get them from a clinic. You can get them from a drugstore, pharmacy, CVS, Walgreens. A bunch of those people are doing them. It depends on where you get them. But in any case, you will have the opportunity. First of all, they will email your results to you. And then you have the wherewithal to put that into an app that you have on your phone. Or you can also have a paper copy of it. That's all you need. So when you board the aircraft, again, each airline is a little bit different as well. So some airlines are, looking at it when you're checking in at the ticket counter. Some of them are looking at it at the gate. So again, there's a couple different places that you have to show it. But if a destination requires a COVID test, you're going to have to show that at your departure point. So be it Milwaukee, be it Chicago, whatever it is, you've got to show it. And right now, Mexico does not require one. Jamaica does. The Dominican Republic does not. So those are the charter opportunities that we have. So
okay.
Think about that.
Let's take a second to have some fun and get off this COVID kick for a while. We're looking to take a cruise of Norway in 2022. Would you recommend a specific cruise line to use?
So this is a tough one to answer from the text line, and I'll be as specific as I can with that information. But there's a lot of different ways to do Norway because of the fjords. And so there are big ship cruises that do it, like Celebrity Cruise Lines does it. Norwegian Cruise Line, of course, does it, hence Norway. Holland America does it. Princess does it. So there's a lot of different cruise lines that do it. There's some things to take into account. How big of a ship am I looking for? And then there's another opportunity you could look at. Think in terms of expedition cruising, sort of like the Antarctica, that kind of a thing, where Hurtigruten, H-U-R-T-I-G-R, whatever, Gruden.
Bless
Hurtigruten,
you.
Thank you. Hurtigruten and a couple others do expedition cruising. So these ships are built for these kinds of cruising, and then they're going to have smaller expedition boats that go out and go really deep into the fjords and those kinds of things. So
that would be kind of fun.
Oh my gosh, it would be a blast. So it's all dependent upon what kind of experience you're looking for, but there's a lot of different ways to do cruising in Norway.
Okay, we got a couple minutes here to talk to Lou, who is calling in from West Dallas. How's it going, Lou?
It's going well, thank you. I have a question about going to the Georgia Zoo, the Georgia Aquarium, I'm sorry, in Atlanta. And I just wanted to know if there are, do you know of any package deals or something, you know, all-inclusive something in regards to that?
Probably not. On occasion, we can put together something. Are you in need of airfare, car, hotel, and then attraction package? Is that what you're looking for? Or are you driving and you just need accommodations?
No, we're looking at the whole deal.
Okay. So, and you want to just hang out in the Atlanta area. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. So we have, as you probably know, bundling is often the best way to do something like this, whereby you get the airfare, you get the car and all that. And many times there are additional attractions we can add. I'm not sure if the Georgia Aquarium is one of them, but we certainly can find that out for you. And then in addition to that, oftentimes the concierge at a hotel will have either information about how to get discounted tickets, or we'll actually be able to sell you the discounted tickets right then and there at the concierge desk. So my best advice is, foxworldtravel.com. There is a contact us button. Fill out what you're looking for, send that off. Somebody sorts through all of those and assigns those to the appropriate travel advisor who knows the most about your request, and then they will get back to you. And if you just can't wait, you can always call 866-GO-FOX-GO. We're open at 10 a.m.
Do you know what is the best time of year to go to Atlanta? Because I know sometimes it gets really hot and humid over there.
It does. So summertime certainly is going to be pretty hot in Atlanta. I will tell you, I have had the great opportunity to go there in a springtime because I was there for a sporting event. It was April and it was absolutely beautiful. It was just gorgeous. It wasn't bloody hot, but it was a very nice time of the year to go. And it didn't seem like it was crowded with tourists because it's kind of off season still. So,
all right.
That's what I was suggesting.
Well, that would be great because we're looking at April or May. So that's
perfect.
Probably would work perfectly.
Perfect.
Then. Well, thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Very much.
Give us a call. We'll be happy to help you. Thanks. Thanks, Lou.
Thanks, Lou. Accudent Mortgage talk and text line is 855-616-1620. We're going to take a break. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane hanging out with Rose. Thank you for being part of the show today and calling in and texting in. We appreciate that. Acunet Mortgage talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Isaac's in the producer studio, and he's got an open line for you, so give him a call. Let's see. We were talking about Atlanta. Somebody actually texted in on the piggyback of that conversation and says, is there a city pass for Atlanta?
There is a city pass, and actually, I was going to say if we could just take one more step back and do a little bit more on that Georgia question. Almost every major city in the U.S. has hop-on, hop-off passes where you get to go all over the city and do it at your leisure. And you know if you stand at this particular bus stop, either the double-decker, most of the time they are red and they're double-deckers, but there's others, will come around and then you get picked up and then you can make your way around the city that way. So yes, they have hop-on, hop-off, and yes, they have city passes. So you buy a city pass and they're less than $100. And what that includes is like the Georgia Aquarium, the World of Coca-Cola, the Atlanta Zoo, a couple other different things. And they're actually open. They're all showing open right now. Now, of course, there's almost always some little asterisk or something around because it says COVID protocol in place. So you would have to go into each one of those attractions and find out, do I need to wear a mask? What's my protocol? That kind of thing. But yeah, so for like $77 for an adult, you can actually buy a city pass, pair that up with one of those hop on hop offs. You're just going all over the city. It's a pretty walkable city, but as you might, like you've heard about Peachtree and some of those different suburb areas there. And sometimes it gets a little bit long. And if you don't want to get a car and you just want to do round trip air and a hotel, and maybe you just buy transfers to get back and forth to the airport, that hop on hop off option is probably a good alternative to getting a car.
Okay, we're going to get to Bonnie on the line in just a second. But before we take this next break, just quickly, somebody's asking about river cruises or train trips in the U.S. And does Fox World Travel work with that?
We absolutely do. So we have so many experts on river cruising because it just exploded within the last 10 years with popularity. We certainly represent all of the lines, and we will be more than happy to go over each one of them. Look first at the itinerary. Typically, this is what I do. I say, let's look at the itinerary first, then let's match up a cruise line, because not all cruise lines are created equal. Just like big ship cruising, they're not created equal. River cruise ships are not created equal. So what are you looking for? What level of service are you looking for? In a particular area, is one better than the other? That kind of a thing. And we could certainly walk through that. So again, almost every single one of our travel advisors are experts in the world of river cruise. We do have some train experts as well. Now, again, does that mean U.S. trains or does that mean rail in Europe? That is two completely different things. Right. And we have experts in both fields. So,
of course you do.
Of course we do. So the best thing to do is 866-GO-FOX-GO. The lines open at 10 o'clock. Or you could also shoot us an email by going to our website, foxworldtravel.com. Hit the Contact Us button. Fill out the form. Tell us what you're looking for. Be as specific as possible, because we get you better information when you're really specific. And away you go.
So Bonnie in Doubtsman's so excited about her Greece trip. We'll talk to her next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
W277CV and WTMJ Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ. Hit the road the right way. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Siding Unlimited WTMJ News Time is 9:52 already.
I kind of like that music. Thanks, yeah. Isaac. That's a good one. Never heard that one before.
It is the Fox World Travel Show. My name is Dayton Kane. Of course, Rose Gray answering our travel questions. And Bonnie on the line from Doubtsman. Good morning, Bonnie.
Hi. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Bonnie.
I booked for a trip, of course, with our cheesy Maj and for September. How are we looking for that trip?
Boy, I wish I could look into my crystal ball and give you a really sound, concrete answer. We are very optimistic that late summer and fall, actually summer and fall, are going to be okay. At this point in time, we are moving forward with that in mind, that these things are going to work themselves out. And by May, June, possibly July, things are going to be working out better. And we're feeling pretty comfortable about that. With that said, we felt pretty comfortable about Alaska until Thursday as well. So, you know, the best thing that you can do is stay tuned. Just stay tuned. Keep working with your advisor, working with whoever you made the booking with, because the best thing, again, I know I sound like a broken record and I apologize for that, but here's the thing. Remain patient and don't do anything rash. Don't do anything based on emotion, because if the tour company cancels the trip, then you have much more wherewithal, much more recourse about what your options are. If you yourself cancel the trip before they do, you're going to have to live within the rules or the terms and conditions that were in place when you actually booked that trip. So just, you have to be a little bit patient. It's a long way off. A lot of things can happen. Remember, there could be some kind of a vaccine passport or something like that required. That would not be unusual at all. And so you had a vaccine?
Yep.
Yay. Okay.
Healthcare worker.
So you're on the road. You're on the right path. So that may be a requirement. Yep. You know, and I have to say this, Bonnie, just because now you got me on a little bit of a soapbox, I'm not going to say one way or the other about the vaccine. I'm not going to get into that political argument. And I'm sure as a healthcare worker, you know where I'm coming from on this. But I'm going to say this.
Yep.
If people wanted to go to a destination that required a vaccine, let's say somebody wanted to go to Africa and they required a typhoid shot and a hep A and a hep B shot. And if you didn't have that, you couldn't go. That's your choice, right? That's your decision. Mm-hmm. Right. I want to go to Africa. I'm going to get these vaccines. So I'm putting it out there. If there is a vaccine passport or a vaccine requirement, and it says in order to go to Greece, you must show this vaccine passport that you've had this particular vaccine. And who knows? They could add others. They could add, you know, other typhoid or any of the others. Then you would have them all and you would show your little yellow passport card. I'm using yellow because that's what they used to look like way back in the 70s and 80s. And then you would get into the country. And if you, as a United States citizen, said, I don't want to get the vaccine, then you would also be saying, I don't want to go on the trip. Right?
Right.
Right. So,
absolutely agree. And I'm optimistic.
I'm optimistic too. And you know what? I was going to ask Isaac if he knew that song, We Get Knocked Down, But We Get Up Again, because we do. We are, travel is a very resilient industry. And it is actually responsible for 1 in 10 jobs in the world. In 10 jobs is tied to some form of tourism, hospitality or tourism. So, Bonnie, let's keep a good thought. Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope you, along with a lot of others, are not only going to Greece, but on international trips this September.
Absolutely.
Thanks
awesome.
For the
Thanks,
call.
Bonnie. Have a great weekend. Nice chumbawamba pull,
Thank
by
you.
The way. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what's going on February 16th.
All right. So first of all, thank you all for joining Colleen and myself this past Tuesday when we did an Alaska show.
I love Colleen.
There
Colleen's
you
the best.
Isn't
Anytime
she?
You can talk to Colleen, you should really talk to Colleen.
There you go. So she actually joined me along with two very fun people from Holland America to talk about Alaska. It seems a little funny right now that we did an Alaska show on Tuesday. But anyway, a lot of people are still looking at 21 and certainly looking at 22. So thank you for that. If you are interested in learning more about any of the group trips that we've got coming up, you may want to join us on the 16th of February when we have a very interesting event where we're going to be talking about our 2021 tours and we're going to go through the calendar together. So how you sign up for that is foxworldtravel.com. You go to resources and there under the events tab is the Fox Group Vacations launch. And learn more about what we've got going on. So thanks again for those of you who joined us on Tuesday, and we'll be doing it again on the 16th of February.
Always keeping things rolling. And you're fully staffed again, right?
That's
right. Everybody's back and working on these trips and trying to get things planned for people.
And you know what? If we just stood still and didn't make forward-thinking plans and have something to look forward to, it would be so sad. It would be sadder than it is. And so we know we'll get out of this. We know there's a way out. We know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I know the tunnel keeps getting longer and we want to get out of that tunnel, but we just really want everybody to keep in mind that we've got your best interest as our customer and client and friend, and your comfort zone, your comfort level is most important to us.
I think we got to almost every call
there
and text today.
I know.
If we did not get to yours, though, we do this again next week. So we will see you next week,
Rose. Fastest hour on radio.
Exactly. Danny Clayton and the crew with the Annex Wealth Management in next with Money Talk after we get an update from Alex Crow in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. That does it for the Fox World Travel Show.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.